I mean, we have archaeologists from around the world who are absolutely amazed that industry is there. UNESCO has said that they would grant us World Heritage listing tomorrow if our government would just put it forward. But that's what we keep knocking on the door for them to do. It's World Heritage listing, which would be the ultimate awareness.
What is Friends of Australian Rock Art?
A non-profit organisation who started 10 years ago now, we're in our 10th year, to help to preserve the rock art on the Burrup Peninsula, which is in Western Australia, just out of Karratha. It's the largest and the oldest rock art gallery in the world. It's been currently estimated to be about 52,000 years old, so it actually is far older than the pyramids and Stonehenge. But unfortunately, on the Burrup Peninsula, the government also decided in the 60s that there was a wonderful natural deep harbour and it would be an ideal place for industry to send all their wares overseas from. So we have all the iron ore trains coming across and loading. It's probably the worst scenario, really, for this ancient rock art. All the sulfuric and nitric acids, of course, are acid rain, and they come down and eat into the surface of the rock art. Now, if that weren't bad enough, they've now approved an ammonium nitrate plant right next to the present ammonia plant. And this, when it gets finally commissioned, will emit 25.2 million tons a year of ammonium nitrate particles. This means that land, which is traditionally the most arid continent of the world, will just have a spray every day of fertilizer drifting down. All these little microbes will just grow into the rock art and eradicate all the carvings.
What does it look like now?
Well, apparently there's some quite drastic changes in the coloration of the rocks due to these toxic emissions. When the next plant, this ammonium nitrate plant, which is really a Monty Python scenario, really, because they are traditionally known for having explosions and leakages of ammonia and all sorts of things, and they're having quite a few problems before they get started up. And that will also change the colour, and eventually, because it's a relief phenomenon, because they carve into the rock, and what stands proud is actually the image that you see. So that's gradually going to be eroded, and it'll be indiscernible within a few years. And the sadness is it's been there for over 50,000 years, and yet industry is only there for 20 years. It comes, it makes a lot of money, leaves a lot of damage and moves away again. And this is really an absolute travesty. We've been coming over to Canberra and speaking to ministers for a number of years, so we hope finally sense will prevail.
The main issue in the Burrup area is development, but around Australia you hear so many stories of Indigenous rock art being graffitied on or all these other things. What are some of the other pressing issues for our Indigenous rock art?
Yes, graffiti is one of them, and particularly up on the Burrup, it's an industrial area, so there are a lot of workers, a lot of FIFO workers up there, and they go out at weekends and their four-wheel drives and to the fishing spots, which are of many and varied. Unfortunately, being ignorant and not really educated about the value of this rock art, they have been putting graffiti on the rock. Fortunately, the rangers now are very, very conscientious about checking it out, and they have some methods of partly removing it, but not entirely. But that is one of the sources. But we think it might be halting, because with education, and we do press upon the industries there to educate their workers to not do it. They're hefty fines, but once it's done, it's done.
In your lobbying, what is the main goal here?
We're actually trying to stop further industry from developing, because there still are some sites that are zoned for industry, and that's what we really want the government, the West Australian government, to commit to not letting those be utilized by industry, and it's the only continuous record of mankind's development from before the last ice age until after it. So you get a combination of images. Before the last ice age, they're mostly a land mammal, and then when the waters came back in, you get a lot of marine life depicted on the rocks. So it's the longest continuous record of mankind's development in the world. Things like the Lascaux Caves were only an incident at just a particular period, and Stonehenge and the pyramids likewise were just incidents on the sort of scale of mankind's development, but ours is continuous over these 50-plus thousand years. We have a lot of archaeologists out there recording it, but we just need government to wake up and do something responsible about it.
How did you get involved, or how did you become part of Friends of Australian Rock Art?
Well, I'm originally from Africa, and I've been here for about 40 years now, and I'm just sad that I didn't get involved or more knowledgeable about African art, because that really is quite splendid. So when I came here, it just seemed natural. I felt Australian immediately, and I really was looking for something to get involved with in terms of preserving the history and this amazing precinct, really,